This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. I'm Grinnell Scott. More and more people seem to be turning to artificial intelligence to bring them all the comforts of home.
Bots that will, you know, draw the plans on the ground instead of having a human being do it. So there are all kinds of ways for costs to come down in this industry, and I think we're just at the beginning of it.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ask anyone and they'll tell you the wave of the future is already here. Artificial intelligence is changing the game in the places where we live. We see it now as we tell our personal devices to flip on the lights and turn up the heat before we even walk in the front door from a day's work. But what if I tell you that AI can make you feel at home before you step across the threshold for the first time? Companies are already delving into not just making your space livable, but creating the look and feel of your space, maybe even from the ground up.
Architects are now using AI to design homes, and they'll even, you know, bring the customer into their office, the client, and have them look at a 3D version of the house, walking through it.
Jerry Willis is a correspondent for Fox Business.
Do you want to move that window? Do you want the door in a different place? It really opens up the possibilities for customers and clients. They really love this kind of thing because it allows them to participate in the design. One of the new things that's happening, though, right now, which I find fascinating, is interior designers are using AI now, and that's a real game changer for the industry.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because we know the process, and you kind of touched on it there just a couple of seconds ago, where people come in and do you want this here? Do you want this here? How do you want this to look? But then there's the whole AI process that can really streamline this. Tell me what you're finding out.
Well, so I have to tell you, I always wanted to hire an interior designer, but it's always, to me, seemed super expensive. But AI is dropping the price point on this to a point that it really becomes affordable. And what it does is it automates part of what's going on in the design, allowing actual designers to tap vast databases and to find elements to bring into somebody's home, like a certain kind of rug or a sofa or a paint color, a palette. There's a Q&A they typically use with the company that we interviewed, AI company Decorilla. They do a Q&A with the owner. They do a mood board. They have these people basically compete to get your business, which is amazing. And they give them a virtual 3D tour. So people feel like they're contributing, that their voices are really being heard, that they can see what they're buying before they put down the first dollar.
So people see this as a way to really see their home before they actually see it. It's about as true a representation, I guess that's what Decorilla wants, that someone can really see their home and imagine themselves in it before the first planks are even put up.
That's exactly right. I think the problem with a lot of interior design in it, it feels like somebody else's tastes or somebody else's house. This allows you to personalize everything. And the company even builds furniture for people. So if you have some wild idea that you want a pink leather sofa, they will make that for you. The way you really save a lot of money, though, is that they have arrangements with stores, vendors of furniture and other things, and you get those goods at a discount. So at the end of the day, for maybe a large entry hall, you might pay $500 for the design, $1,700 for a large room, and a lot of those costs are defrayed by the savings on the furniture. So that's the way that design works. That's the way the model works. It's fascinating, though, and I think people will feel really invigorated to give it a try.
This may be a little above where we want to go with this, but does that do for the total cost of building a home? Is that something that will make a difference in that regard? Is that something we can see at this point?
I actually think it will ultimately make a big difference. And I know this because of the architects I talk to, because they're using AI to optimize, say, the number of apartments or houses they can get on a particular lot. So they're putting more living area on a specific acreage. And so that ultimately could bring down costs of construction and design and everything else. We're also hearing about bots that will, you know, draw the plans on the ground instead of having a human being do it. So there are all kinds of ways for costs to come down in this industry. And I think we're just at the beginning of it.
We're chatting with Jerry Willis of Fox Business. We'll have more for you in a moment. I don't know how much you talked with Decorilla about this, the company that you have been sort of learning a lot of this stuff from, but there are a lot of people out there who, for lack of a better way of putting it, kind of fear or maybe have some trepidations about AI and how much it can delve into personal lives and things of that sort. Is Decorilla finding it difficult to convince people, hey, this is something you ought to try? Or are people really sort of latching on to this?
Their business seems to be picking up most quickly with people who are already in the tech business. So these are folks who are already of a mind that they embrace technology, they're ready for change. Folks who are not thrilled with sharing info with AI, they might stay away for a while. I think you're still going to be in a period of time where some folks have reservations about how much personal information they're sharing and will do things on their own, for sure. You make a good point.
Is Decorilla sort of one of many out there, or are they sort of leading the way at this point? Or is that something you can tell at this point?
It seems like there are more and more people jumping in, and you find individual designers who are using technology to aid and assist their efforts with individual clients. The difference with Decorilla is that they have this base of 350 designers that they basically use as a tool to actually bring the services to people. And they actually have these people compete with each other. So what you do as a client, as a customer, you go on their website and you basically fill out a short Q&A form where you pick looks that you like, and then they hook you up with two designers who then give you two different mood boards. So the mood boards include actual furniture picks, textiles, rugs, you name it. And you pick one of those, and then they turn it into a virtual 3D tour, and you can see those goods and materials in your location. So I think that at the end of the day, we're seeing automation come to interior design in a way it never has been. There have been plenty of other businesses where that's already happened, but now it's really coming fast to design.
You talk about mood boards, and the first thing that hit my head was when people talk about making their vision boards and how they want to see things develop in their lives. It's sort of a play on that, but it's sort of that same kind of, this is what I want, this is what I picture me having, and I can have that now by AI giving me an assist in the place I want to call my own space.
Exactly right. I think you pick up on something that's really important. This is critical to a certain demographic, a certain age group, people who feel very proprietary about the space that they live in and want to make sure that it reflects their taste. And I think it, to some level, we all want to feel like it's home, right? That's the real goal of design, to make it feel like you own it and it's yours.
AI is definitely changing the game, and we're seeing it in all kinds of places, even in the homes that we want to build for ourselves. Fox Business correspondent Jerry Willis, thanks for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.